This one is not sexual.
It's not sexual. Yeah, we should really give maybe a couple hints, too.
Oh God, I don't want to say the words I'm thinking, but... a mechanic... something.
Just says a mechanic.
Oh, shit. Oh. I made it way worse. I made it so much worse. Okay.
Well, that was good, dude.
That was I guess I have to say it. Thank you.
Welcome to Three Guys, One Mic.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to our third episode of Three Guys, One Mic. Today we have a substitute host. It's still myself, Levi,
Brian,
and we got
Parker.
Yeah, Jay's out. Squadron's lost.
He's probably mourning from that.
Yeah, back to back years lost. Can't say it wasn't expected. They're not that good.
Dodgers suck.
Yeah, they suck a lot. He's gonna kick our ass now, but whatever, it's fine. But yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, we've been off for a couple weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Midterms.
We're busy.
We're busy people.
But busy's good.
Yeah, busy means productive. So.
Yeah.
Well, we're back, and hopefully we can continue to go every week or every other week, you know? So.
Yeah, I doubt it'll, you know, you can't do every week forever, but we're going to do it. Or, we're never mind.
Anyways, should we start with a new segment?
Yeah.
Well, now it's Urban Dictionary game.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. So, basically, the way this game's gonna work is we're gonna say we all did some research and found a few terms on Urban Dictionary, and then we're gonna say the term.
Yeah.
And then it's the job of the other two people to guess what it is.
Yeah.
Describe it. And then. Kind of see how it goes. It's a brand new thing, so hang in there with us.
Who wants to go first here?
Parker, do you want to go first?
No, not yet.
All right.
I'll change one.
Okay. All right. Okay, we'll let him do some more research. All right, Levi, go ahead.
Okay.
And then you can maybe give us a couple hints too.
Yeah.
I think that would be fair.
Yeah, I think so. Oh God, I don't want to pick. Okay, what is this is called a clam jam.
Clam jam?
Clam jam.
Clam. So like.
Think about it. Don't, you know, take your time. Clam jam.
Can you give me a hint? Is it a sex thing?
No. It's not. It's like, this would be something done in a social situation. I guess it's a verb. Does it say if it is or not?
I don't know. You're looking at it.
It's a verb. Something you do in a social
situation. Clam jam?
You're like
clam jam.
You're like picking on somebody? Is it you kinda like target somebody and you clam jam?
Targeting them? Smart, yes. Targeting is something. It's more of who you're targeting and why. It relates to another more commonly used term.
Is it something you do to a friend? Or
yeah.
So something you do it because you like them?
Or is it like a joking way?
I want to say because you... It's not always going to be because you like them. That's kind of dependent on the situation, but...
Does it hurt?
No. It's all...
Is it kind of...
I guess it could be physical sometimes, but...
It makes the person a little uncomfortable.
Yes, it could definitely lead to uncomfortability. Yeah, I would say you need at least three people to perform a clam jam.
Well, three.
I don't know.
I was thinking two.
I was thinking three. Like you clam a jam, there needs to be three parts. There's
That makes sense.
Something from one side, something from the other side, and then something that's being jammed. That's
a smart way of looking at it.
Is it all verbally?
I guess it could be physical, but It's not like violent.
I'm honestly like lost for thoughts.
The last thing is that I know it doesn't really help, but there is a another version of this basically that's used much more commonly amongst
males. Who does it? Males.
So
okay.
This is it like would be a female version of a male thing.
Oh, so it's okay. So it's a female thing.
Yeah.
Clam jam.
That helps
clam
a lot.
Clam jam. I don't know.
I'm gonna send it. The female equivalent to the cock block.
Oh.
Yeah. See, now it's like it makes sense. It all comes together. If you're familiar with the term cock block, you know that it means one dude messed up another dude's game with the ladies. Well, this happens to girls too, and we, most of us, don't have cocks.
Most of us, yeah.
Most of us, yeah.
She's one of them.
Yeah. So let's see. I want to, if you've ever been hitting it off with a guy, then you tell him his pong game is weak, you've been jammed. By yourself, I might add. That is a clam jam, ladies and gentlemen.
Alrighty.
Use that word.
Here, let's move the microphone slightly towards Parker.
Okay.
Just because Levi, you have the loudest voice and you lean in.
Okay. All right. Well, move on to the next term.
I
guess I went too far.
I guess I can go.
All right. Lay it on us. I'm excited to guess now.
So, this one is called the Eskimo trebuchet.
We got a guess definition?
Yeah.
God, that's hard.
I'm going to say right now, you're not going to get it, but like, I just want to hear what you guys can maybe piece together.
One more time. What is it?
The Eskimo trebuchet. So like a trebuchet is like, do you know what a trebuchet is?
No.
It's kind of like a
catapult. It's like a type of catapult. But just thinking,
Yeah. All right, so I'm thinking.
I think it's a type of catapult the arm like swings. I'll give you some hints. So it is sexually related. So it's like what could possibly trebuchet in a sexual situation? Like what has the capability of like?
Oh, let's think about the Eskimo brothers.
Right.
Two dudes that both had sex with one female, right?
Right.
Don't know where I'm going with that, but
I'm gonna cut you off there, and say it honestly has nothing to do with
that term,
with like Eskimo brothers.
Okay.
Which is when I first read it, I thought it would be, but it's in relation to it. Eskimos trebuchet.
I didn't even think of it. Straight Alaska, just Eskimo people.
So
freaky shit in the bedroom. Okay, then I'm thinking it's launching something.
There's some things being launched.
Launching a load, big old load.
somewhere. I'm thinking. Urban Dictionary tends to be gross, so you got your.
What can trebuchet?
Yeah, your penis is gonna be torqued in a direction.
There you go.
That allows it to fling forward and launch. I don't know what though. I'm scared to say like poop or something because you never know, dude.
Levi's getting surprisingly close.
I mean, it's got to be with. I figured.
Like he's dude, like he's
you're
not.
Good.
He's
you
not.
Study.
I know.
You
I don't study.
Already.
I don't study, but I do feel like I'm good at this.
All right. Do you guys ever have any more input?
I don't know what they could be launching. That's the problem. I have no clue.
Anything, Parker? Are you lost for thoughts?
I'm lost for thoughts.
Okay.
They're launching something off their cock.
Okay. You got that part right. All right, so the Eskimo trebuchet. When you put your dick between your legs and a girl starts to give you head from behind, she has her nose in your asshole and throws up.
Oh, God.
Sorry for how inappropriate this is, but that's just how we are. So if you don't like it, don't listen to the podcast. Okay, so she has her nose in your asshole and throws up all over your dick after you fart on her. Then you turn around, open your legs, and then your dick slings forward like an Eskimo's trebuchet and puke splatters all over her face.
God.
Boom.
See, I knew it'd be something over the top with the bodily fluids and stuff, but...
Yeah, and then here I'll give you the sentence.
Yeah.
Hey, Billy, why does that girl have puke all over her face? Aw, shit, son. I just gave her an Eskimo trebuchet. This is from Labooty, February 2nd, 2009.
Wow. 2009. Goddamn. Well, not as... pretty gross, but got the cock part right.
Yeah. You were damn close. Yeah. You were damn close.
All right, you got a turn, Parker. Damn, what a savage comment. Sorry, this is off topic, but this dude just throws out, next time, fix your horizon. I guess it's not straight.
Is it? On your Instagram photo?
Fucking savage.
Damn.
I mean, I guess I appreciate it, froggy.photo, but...
You should see fire back. I feel like...
Gnarly.
I don't really see anything wrong with
that. Right? I don't see anything wrong either.
You have to really look.
Right? You'd have to, like put it up to a level.
It's not level.
I guess it's not. I try to always take care of that in post, but I guess not. Anyway, follow me on Levi Thompson Media, wherever social media is found. Thank you.
All right. All right, Parker's turn.
All right, the butter churn.
The Ooh. Butter churn.
Ooh. Yes. Okay.
Like a churn, like CH churn?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, okay.
Okay, not turn.
Okay. Mixing something.
So you're... Are Probably. You mixing something?
It's very sexual.
Okay.
Oh, boy. Very. It's going to be dirty. It's going to be so dirty.
Requires multiple people.
Like three or more?
Are you...
Three. Oh, my gosh.
Are hands on some form of erect penis? Is that
no.
part of the...
No.
Okay.
Which leads you straight to the butt, and I don't like that, but...
All right, so is it something
No butt action either.
No way.
Okay,
no
is it wants. Guy on girl, girl on guy, or... Anything
that's,
on anything?
Two dudes, one girl.
Okay. Butter churn.
Whenever I think of what it is, it's...
Is there something that's the butter? Like, is that something? Or is that just...
Okay, what do you think the action, like, just butter churn? Like, what do you picture someone... Exactly.
Churning okay. up. So...
So they're in her churning it up?
Are they, like... Is it so? It's vaginally then.
It could be mouth, oral.
No.
Oh. No to what?
Oral.
Both.
No, we lie.
To oral.
So
yeah.
Yes to me.
Yeah.
Okay, so we have two guys churning
something inside of her.
Ooh.
Are they like
it's three dudes
are
one
they,
girl?
Are they like
whoa?
Three dudes.
Oh,
one girl.
Okay. Okay.
Whoa.
So okay.
Sorry.
So.
Well, Brian.
There's
take
one.
This pretty much.
There's off. One guy who's penetrating, and then there's two guys like spinning him.
Oh my god!
You're
that's
close.
Gotta be
you're close.
That's gotta be right.
You're close.
That was so good.
You're right on the one dude penetrating, and the other two are holding something.
Holding her legs.
And damn! Holy crap!
Let's
oh
give,
my god!
Give me the official right. definition here.
That's good.
A sex act in which a woman lies on her shoulders with her legs up in the air, spread at about 90 degrees. One man
Damn,
stands perpendicular to her and between her legs and positions his penis straight down into her vagina. Two other men, or women, if they have the upper body strength, stand on either side and hold onto the woman's ankles. Then they pull her up and down into the man's penis, using her legs just like the
wow.
handle on a butter churn.
Wow, that is
damn
intense. I don't know how you talk people into that one.
I feel like it's forced.
on
yeah.
Dan,
exactly.
Mike, Cindy, and I were bored last night after Scrabble-rama, so we turned that bitch into a butter churn.
Oh my god, that sounds forced. That's not good. Oh my god.
God damn.
Jesus. Okay.
We don't promote forced sex
Anything,
here
yeah.
in this podcast, but
my god.
For the sake of... Stimulating conversation.
Simulating go. That's an interesting word.
No, stimulating.
Oh, stimulating. Oh, I was like, simulated conversation. Okay, let me see if I can find. Let's try one more round of this.
We got pretty. Let's try and keep it. Let's try and keep it. We are two sexual ones. Let's try. Urban Dictionary is just a dirty place.
It's very dirty. It's very, very dirty.
Well, I have one.
Okay,
if you want, I can
then.
Go ahead.
Just go ahead then.
This one's not sexual related.
Okay.
So this one is, the term is nickelbacking.
So like the band, like making the band a verb. Nickelbacking.
I wish I knew more about the band.
I know.
Except
it's, you don't really need to know.
Something trash.
Something, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you don't need to know.
You're shitting on your friend. Roasting. Like, no, not shitting like physically, but like, yeah, like just talking shit hard. Yeah,
talking crap on him.
No.
Nickelbacking your
it's something that I guess you would,
it's like,
it's self-inflicted.
It's your rise, your, it's like you self-destruct your life and career. Kind of like the band sucks now. Right?
That's a good guess, but that's not it. It's more, it's not like a long-term thing. It's something that you do. Damn. You'll do it right now. Like you just, it's not something you would nickelback yourself, but it's not something that would actually happen. It's more just like a metaphor, but like,
yeah,
kind of like a joke. You do it to yourself,
you,
I guess.
You cut your hair off.
I mean, so you can, but you can do like that, weird, you know. You,
I guess.
It's not something. Oh, it's not something that would actually happen. It's
fictional.
Something about listening to Nickelback. Something that happens when you listen to Nickelback.
Blow your ears out.
Close.
I'm pretty close, right?
Anything,
that's
Parker?
What I was going to say too.
Something
bleed. With your ears, yeah.
Yeah, it's your ears. What'd you just say?
Ears bleed.
Yeah, you got it.
Ears bleed.
It's the act of willfully allowing one's ears.
Oh, I'm excited bleed. For the sentence, though. What's the example?
This one, unfortunately, doesn't have a sentence because I got it off of a website. Actually, you know what? Here. I will, I can just look it up on Urban Dictionary.
Yeah,
I found it on
the
third.
That sounds good.
I found it on like a third party website.
Okay.
Come on, iPhone 6. Let's go. Holding it down with the iPhone 6.
Yeah, my gosh. Old school. Flip
phone. Yeah, essentially. Okay, the first thing that came up is definitely not the same thing that I was reading. I'm not going to even read that. You know? There's so many different terms for nickelbacking.
The band still has fame in Urban Dictionary.
The band's a meme.
They definitely are a meme.
Like, that's the only reason they're still relevant, sort of, is because people make fun of them. I wonder if they like it. They like the attention.
I mean, I wonder if it makes them money, so maybe.
I'm sure it has to make them some kind of money.
Right, yeah.
Indirectly.
Yeah,
whatever. But we don't have a sense for you folks. Okay. Sorry about that, but that's all right.
Yeah. We'll get over it. Do you have one? Okay, I'll use mine even though I'm not very pleased with it. But
all right, well.
The term is Japanese rain goggles.
Oh, I saw this.
I did too.
Oh, I don't know what it is though.
I don't remember what I read. I read so many of them.
Japanese rain goggles? Is it like, has something to do with like the nuclear blast? And like nuclear rain or something? I don't know if that's a thing.
No. It's a bit of a hype term.
Hype term, okay.
Even though I know it's a long hype term.
Like, what do you mean it's a long hype term?
Well, I don't know. Most hype terms are like...
Like one word?
Damn, yeah.
Like what? Damn?
Damn! Damn! Like, you know, like, oh, sick! I don't know.
Okay. That didn't really make sense, but...
No. Whatever.
Japanese rain goggles.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
What the
fuck? Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
So it's when would you say it? Is that too much? Is that giving away too much?
Yeah.
Okay.
Honestly, it's a little anticlimactic, but.
Okay, then maybe, just give us a hint. Then it was not. Let's not talk about it for too long. It's anticlimactic.
That's kind of all I can give you. It's a phrase that means absolutely nothing, but it was designed to cause hype on the internet.
Wow.
That's literally it.
That's kind of cool.
It's kind of cool, yeah. I don't know if the Japanese
I feel like that wouldn't... That's not something that would pop on the internet.
No, I feel like maybe it got some traction on Reddit, but it didn't hit mainstream, like, Instagram users or something.
Yeah.
But, I mean, people are creative. It was, like, number, like, 21 or 20 on the trending.
Damn.
Gotta give it to him, whoever made that one up.
Alrighty, Parker, we'll give you
It's kind of hard to find.
We'll give you a shot if you have anything. All right.
For the last word of the section. Anyways, while he's thinking about it, Levi, what are your thoughts on those old classical bikes with the big wheel in the front?
I want one.
My first question is why? Like,
what do you mean? Okay.
Like how?
It's like a small little one. You're like,
yeah,
it's kinda like,
yeah,
low.
What are your thoughts on those old bikes with the
I
big wheel?
I think they're cool. I would like to ride one. Like, totally be down. You're like pretty high up too. Like, I feel like you're like 10 feet up.
Well, yeah, they have some big ones.
Yeah, they're probably range in size.
Do you think that's the style? Or do you think that's what they came up with?
What I don't get is, like, wouldn't it be easier to just make two small wheels? Like, I don't know why they're built, but...
I don't know.
They look cool, and
there's no chain on them.
Oh, you're right.
You pedal, you directly... It's like a unicycle, basically, with, like, a
training wheel in the back.
Yeah, a training wheel.
But with like handlebars and a seat. Seats are
unicycles. Yeah. And you kind of sit mostly up on top of the big wheel.
Yeah.
Those things are cool, man. I've never actually seen one.
Never seen one?
Like what?
Like a real one.
Really?
In real life. Yeah, I've seen like pictures. And,
I feel like there's always...
I feel like they're in like cartoons.
I think I've seen them.
I feel like there's some dude in the... Parade, who's always on one or some shit like that.
I've
definitely seen one.
All right,
Parker.
Back to Urban Dictionary.
The game.
All right,
insert jingle here or before we started, but yeah.
Again.
I got two. They're both pretty ones that you can kind of guess. So. All
right. Well,
so first one is a trash panda.
Oh, trash panda.
Oh.
That's a raccoon.
Yeah, that's
okay though. I like that. I like that term a lot. It's better than the other one.
Yeah.
Thooter.
Thooter?
Yeah.
How do you spell that?
Thooter.
Thooter.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. You're gonna have to give us some hints.
Is it verb or adjective or? Let's start with that.
I think that's like a noun.
It's a noun.
Someone's a thooter.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that's what a noun is.
I don't know.
This one's kind of dumb. Sure.
It's all right. We're already in.
No, I like it.
Is it like kind of like a meathead?
That's a good random guess.
More female.
Okay.
Like very pretentious bitch.
No.
Like a skank?
Yes.
Oh, we're getting to... Okay.
That's basically it.
Same category.
Okay.
Like a thirsty hoe.
Thirsty hoe. Oh, so... Thooter. Oh, that makes sense.
That's a cool word to say. I feel like you kind of run out of words like that have that same meaning. Like, you don't want... Like, skank's overused.
Thought.
Now we have something we know.
And most people would be like...
Thooter. And then, like, it's funny. It's like when you call someone a thooter and they're like, they don't know what it is. It's, like, almost more offensive because you don't know what it is. You're like, I just got called a thooter. I don't know what that is. And now I'm actually worried about...
Then you look it up.
Yeah.
And that's when you get them. If they look it up...
Yeah, then...
They gave you the peace of mind.
The sentence.
That thooter.
Yeah, the sentence ahead. Is a, damn, young Twisty got stupid thooters on him.
Stupid thooters on him?
Like, he got, like, mad bitches with him.
It sounds like something, like, that's, like, popping in, like, sixth grade. All the edgy kids in, like, sixth grade.
Young Twisty.
Or, like, they probably, like, the kids who go to, like, the U.S. Open every year. Who write,
free hugs.
They probably are the ones who say.
Yeah, I mean, I really did not go. Do they still do that shit?
I hope not. Those are so cringeworthy.
It's so bad.
It's funny. You know Fisher, the DJ?
Yeah.
He went down... to the U.S. Open a few years ago, and he was interviewing people, and he's a house DJ from Australia, and he's like a surfer as well, but he's kind of a funny guy.
Yeah,
he's like probably clinically insane, but
oh gosh,
but yeah, he was just going around interviewing people about the U.S. Open because he knows people go there and like they don't know anything about surfing.
Yeah.
They just go there to be in that crowd. And then this was a few years ago. This was before like the big riots and stuff. But he was going around interviewing people and saying basically saying, "Hold on, Parker. Parker's distracted."
We can talk about that. I want to get into.
He was showing us his fantasy football.
Our fantasy league is amazing, so I kind of want to get into.
All right,
that,
sorry, actually. But
go ahead.
Crap, lost my train
of thought. Sorry, dude. I was just in shock.
He was interviewing people and basically just asking, "Oh, how'd you think about Kenny Crabstance's surfing performance?" And then people would just pretend to like be like, "Oh, I thought it was really good. He was shredding, dude. I just love the way."
Just being a
like
theater.
always gotta promote the local guy, yeah. You know. And these people are just totally he was just making up these names. Kenny Crabstance was one of them. It's just like stupid names.
Freaking people.
Yeah.
They've never been in the ocean and they're thinking they know what's up.
Yeah.
I kind of wish it was like almost back to the old way, because now it's like kind of boring.
Yeah, remember they used to do like there'd be dirt bike guys there.
Yeah.
Doing like FMX stuff.
There's and concerts.
The concerts were.
And like tons of booths. So like that was always fun. Now it's just strictly dope. Like
it's just
it's like, for the competition.
They have
bands
they have skateboarding still, which is pretty cool.
Yeah,
like, it's more of like it's not really like a. I don't know how to say it, like a fun event anymore. It's just more like it's competition. Like it's just you know what I mean. Like you go there and just you watch the sport. You're not going there because a lot of people would go there and not watch any sports. They would walk around.
Most people wouldn't watch.
Yeah, it. I would say most people.
They would just walk around, look for chicks, try to get free shit, and just like get super drunk and stuff.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I mean the riot thing definitely probably hurt that.
Oh, that's what killed it for sure.
Yeah, like fuck all that stuff. Mm-hmm. I want to get back into like other shit. You had the opportunity to go to like, I don't want to say just space because that'd be too easy. But if you were like, had a chance to go to Mars and you're like the first 100 people to go there, you're going to go?
Yeah.
Me too, but see, I thought he'd say no.
Mars sucks, I feel like.
You suck.
Earth has like,
but you don't
want to
do it
colors.
Just to do it, like the travel. Aspect of it.
I mean, that sounds kind of cool, but I don't want to like live in a bubble. I think it'd be cool.
No,
I think it'll be cool even if you survive. If it'll be cool like going there and be on a ship and you'd be like, holy crap,
I'm on
Mars.
You come back and like, let's say you're on Mars for a month.
Okay, if you're there for a month, yeah, but I don't want to move to Mars.
No, yeah, I get that. Like, I don't want to move there, but like, just the space journey. Like, just...
Yeah, I
want to
go to space.
It's, like, actually exploring.
I want to go to space.
How long would it take you?
Fuck it. I don't know, actually.
Like, what they say.
Let's look that up. I don't know. There's definitely a
version for that.
Isn't it, like,
a couple of years to get there?
It might be, yeah. Take to get to Mars.
Doing a quick Google search.
Oh. Earth to Mars...
300
days. I don't know what that's based on, like what kind of spaceship or whatever, but it's the ideal time is, oh, sorry, I got beer burps, is 300 days. It's not even a year.
Damn, you're like living zero gravity for a year.
Yeah, but they do
that's
that.
Gonna, that's, gonna, that's gonna do, that's gonna fuck you up a little bit.
Yeah. But they do all that.
Yeah, but they're professionals.
True.
They have been training to live in zero gravity their entire life.
Yeah. There's,
I mean, there'd be some form of training for everyone.
Yeah, and the first,
think,
but
like,
yeah, definitely.
It's not going to be as extensive. You're going to lose a lot of weight.
And, yeah, your muscles shrink and shit.
And there's a lot of shit that gets fucked up.
Yeah, so you get longer or taller a little bit too.
You get taller.
You get taller because
you start
your joints aren't.
Oh, you're not being like pressed down.
So they kind of push out.
They kind of expand. Yeah,
grow like a few inches maybe.
I don't think it's that much.
Not. I mean, like
I don't think it's a few inches.
Like, this definitely moves out.
I feel like maybe like a half inch.
Yeah.
There's not three. I don't think there's like three extra inches.
Maybe not.
And
really
your joints.
Botched that one. Still.
I mean, maybe. I don't know.
That's
noticeably taller.
Yeah, for sure. They're sending the first public dude up. Like, he's just some dude.
Oh, I just know.
And Elon's taking him on up. Just to go up. I think.
Damn,
I don't know
he's the first
he's
one?
Going. First non, like, astronaut. He's just a dude.
Aren't they... Or like, was it just talk about how they were like going to build something in space? Like what, space station? Well, they'll have a space station, yeah, but one that's like for like more of like an attraction. Where you there and you can like, I swear I heard about this like a while ago. Years ago. No, you never heard anything about that?
I mean,
where like you can send people up to space and they like, you check it out, like what it's like from space. Like
an amusement
and, like,
park. Yeah. Yeah. It's like, it's like a little space tour. Right?
Space amusement. Yeah.
You don't actually go, you don't go anywhere except you stay in the ship.
No, there, it's like, so like the ship like takes you up to like a little like
a space station.
Oh, you go to the space station. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah,
but
yeah,
it's not
yeah.
for like science. It's for like just like
for leisure.
Being there.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
No, I've heard of that.
Like, I'd be down
for that. I've never heard of that. That's sick,
that's
though.
That's supposed to be like happening pretty soon. Yeah, it's probably going to happen for sure in our lifetime.
Right.
Like, it's going to be a recreational space travel. It'll be like really expensive.
I'm so down.
I can imagine like how much that would cost.
It'd definitely have to be a lot.
It'd be something like celebrities would be doing.
Oh, yeah.
That's so annoying.
Yeah.
I mean, it makes sense. Rocket is like, it's so expensive, but.
They all have the money.
I'd be so down for that, though. Shit. I hope it's not too much.
Yeah. I would like to be able to go to. Levi, you're such a fucking weirdo.
Sorry, just a second. I took in some vape.
Secondhand vape.
So we'll blow it back out. So it was pretty sick.
All right. What you have to do is blow it back to Parker, and then he.
Oh yeah, well, that's got a name.
Triple hand.
There's
vape.
A name for that.
What? Like triple hand vaping.
Dictionary name for. Watch, I can blow it back out though.
Oh, what the hell?
See, I'm telling you. Wonder if you can pass germs that way.
Oh, dude.
I'm sure you can.
I did it again. I took in the secondhand vape.
I think there's, there's probably like cells on little particles.
Oh shit!
Of smoke.
You good?
You probably clean? Not, dude.
I don't
probably not. To be honest.
I don't even know if there's like cells on.
Yeah. Do germs travel through?
I know they. Vape? I know like you can cough.
Yeah, and
you
those
can cough.
Particles
and, yeah.
I guess so then, huh?
Oh, this reminds me. Oh, I wanted to talk about. We can talk about how.
Okay. Yeah.
How soap works.
Let's use.
I was just thinking about this randomly. I was kind of just thinking like, how does soap clean things? Like, how does it work? Like, how does it become clean?
It is interesting.
So I was just kind of thinking about it. Before I go into my theory, this is probably not even right. But
I don't know.
Do you guys?
Like,
do you guys have any thoughts of how it might clean?
I don't even know how to think about it because it's so like I know that sounds weird, but it's like, well, like I don't know, you just assume it works and it does stuff. I don't know.
I understand like the I understand like the disinfectant part. There could be like a disinfectant that kills the germs. Okay,
it kills the 99.9.
But that doesn't necessarily clean it, like get like the dirt off, the grime and the grime.
Are you talking like a bar of soap or like
a bar of soap or like liquid soap? Anything?
I don't believe in bars and soap at all. I don't think that shit.
That's all I use.
Really?
I can't. Dude, if I use, like, that body wash, dude, I feel so, like slimy afterwards. Like, I feel like
but
it's still
that's
on.
That's the reason I don't like
the
bar.
The bar stuff, because it feels, like,
it
grippy.
It feels dry.
Yeah, it feels dry.
You know what
but
I
which
mean?
One are you using?
You gotta I don't use do that. Everyone I've ever used, like, it's always, like, a weird situation
I
where, like,
bar.
On vacation, it's like,
oh,
I got
a hotel or whatever.
I guess, yeah.
Or, like, actually, I think hotels are even, oh, no, they do bar. Also, they,
no,
some
hotels,
of them
do. Hotels
they
are
wash,
too. A lot of them are liquid soap now. Like gel soap.
You gotta put the liquid on a like a loofah type situation.
There you go.
Wait.
A loofah is like
anyway, yeah.
Yeah. And that's the way. Because it's a
you have a little pink one, huh?
I wish. It's like a light
what?
Blue.
It's a light blue.
Yeah. But
why
like,
you say pink? Just because
he
looks like he had a pink loofah?
Yeah.
Pink loofah guy.
Pink loofah. But that's the way to do it. It gets like really frothy and like
it feels good.
Frothy, bro.
But like, oh, I've never heard that outside of surfing, dude. That's
yeah, funny. Honestly, that's probably the first time I've ever used it outside of like being in the water.
And now you're relating it to showering.
Yeah. But that's how I like my soap.
Okay. Anyways, back to, we hear some things in the background. We're in a garage right now, actually.
Trash panda.
There's a bunch of noises out there. It's spooky, almost Halloween.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
Anyways, so my theory of how the soap works is, yeah, you know how soap's slippery?
Yeah.
So, like, you, like, step on wet. Soap. When wet. You step on it and slips. I think what's happening is...
Wait, let's just be... Sorry, we're going to be quiet for 1 second.
Here, let's turn up the sensitivity. And then...
Okay.
All right, so this is going to be...
This could get weird, but we hear a bunch of weird shit, so here
it is. So we're going to turn up the mic right. Sensitivity.
We're going to be very quiet now.
This is your neighbor, bro.
No, there's no one. No one lives here.
Oh, what the fuck?
I think someone in your house.
Nah. Anyway, sorry. There's a bunch of weird shit going
on. That might have not even sounded right at all.
Yeah, we might cut that. We'll see.
I hope we don't have to cut it. But anyways, I think
I like where you're going.
I think the dirt and the food and whatever you're cleaning is just slipping off. And it cleans it by being slippery, and then the water and then the force pushes it away.
I don't think so.
That's how I think it works.
Well, I think if you're using a loofah, that's literally scrubbing it off.
Okay, so there's a force aspect, like you push,
sure,
and that's part of it, and like the abrasive side of a sponge.
Yeah,
but I think the soap helps. It slide off.
It's 100% true.
And then there's like a disinfectant factor in there as well that kills strips.
I know that's true because I'm obsessive when I wash my car, but I used to be like super into like learning about detailing cars. And that's like literally the point of soap is so like you never go up to your car, you never want to go up to your dirty car and rub it with like a dirty rag, like a rag, or you need the soap there as the lubricant. Or that's how you get the scratches.
Yeah.
The dirt on your car. So that makes sense. It's a lubricant and it's a little level of like where it floats.
Mm-hmm.
It's an interesting question. I still don't agree with bars of soap.
Yeah.
How long does it take for you to go through a bar?
Like 3 years. No, not even.
I'm kidding.
That's definitely.
Because like.
True,
just like when you hold like a bar of soap or like in water, like
it starts going away.
Exactly. Like it'll probably last me like
a month.
Depending on the size, not even a month. Like a week.
So when you buy it, do you buy them in bulk?
Yeah.
Like a few.
Like deodorant, 3-pack.
You buy a few.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's a
world I've never seen before.
A quick little background on Parker. He was in the military for a few years.
Oh, you're right.
We appreciate his service, but
yeah, God bless.
We have to ask: Did you ever drop the soap? Or was that a thing? Like as a joke, or like if you did drop, is that from the military or is that in jail?
It's both.
Oh, okay. I would relate it to prison, but
I don't know what. I guess I didn't hear it. I've heard it's from the military too. That's why I brought it up.
Okay.
I got a funny like shower soap story though.
Oh, good.
Perfect.
No one, there was jokes like my basic training, like where I was at, we had like group showers. So like there was like 20 shower heads and it's just like, you're like this close to somebody like how we are now, just all like in a big like room, I guess.
Right.
And there was jokes like, oh, people would drop the soap, you know, but there wasn't like that wasn't like the main like joke or whatever, right? But one time, so people like once their bar of soap would like get down a little bit, like not as hard. Like when it's kind of like gooey or whatever, like soft.
It's getting small.
People would like throw it because it would like stick. Shit. It would stick to the walls, so they would like throw it across the shower and just like and like scare people and just hit it right.
Because like probably loud.
Yeah.
Did you ever have like
slap?
Like have a game where you have to hit a target and you're all the boys are just naked in the shower just tossing soap.
No.
You'd call it naked pool shower or naked shower darts.
Shower darts.
That would be a good. Title right there. I think we just found our title. We title our podcast after
the fact. Shower darts.
Yeah, so I think that'd be
based on conversation.
But
okay, yeah.
One of my buddies was like, his last name because like military you go by last names not first names.
Yeah.
So his name is Wilson, and he was like, hey Wilson. He turns around, and throws it straight forehead, stuck.
Oh,
no lie, like straight out of a movie, bro. I was just like,
boom.
So it's like.
That's like a bullseye in naked
bullseye.
Naked shower winner. Guards.
Winner. I never laughed so hard. I almost slipped in the shower and fell.
You still, like, man, you want to do that?
Oh my god, it was hilarious.
One other thing, do guys just piss in that group shower area?
No,
I would think that's no. I would sin, no. Right?
Yeah.
I pee in like, my own shower.
Yeah, yeah, but that's pretty fucked with like you got 20
yeah,
dudes.
Yeah, save it.
They're just not even towards the drain. They're just like.
Fucking talking.
Just
to talking.
Sam Wilson. He just starts just, peeing.
It's water foot. Getting cold. Like here you go.
Yeah. Oh, we had this one like really like creepy dude though. He would like. He would just look at you, like.
Oh, that's not.
Okay. Not even
look
just,
at you he, or.
Just everyone.
At like or like, not okay. Yeah, we look at you in the eyes or we like checking you out.
Both. Like, oh, wow. Sometimes, like...
Do you kind of, like, turn the other way a little bit?
Yeah. Odd, and he yeah. would, like... He wasn't, like... He was, like washing his hair, like, washing his body and kind of looking. He was just under the water.
Oh.
Just, like, oh. just look at you.
Oh, that's weird.
And, like, he was kind of, like... Okay. He's just, like, yeah, he's really weird. And, like, really uncomfortable and someone, like, confronted about it and, like, almost kicked his ass and shit. He was, like, dude, stop fucking looking at me. Like,
I could see how that...
Yeah. Just trying to clean myself real quick and get out of this.
Like, yeah, no one wants to be naked unless you're... playing our game we just created.
Was it naked shower darts.
Yeah.
Wow.
What about naked shower sharts?
That's not okay. It's worse than the peeing for sure.
Oh.
I just found out like a new thing though. It's I don't remember what they call it. It's like I think it's called stripper darts or something. So you're at a strip club and you get your dollar bills instead of just throwing cash at them.
You fold it up like a little, like
you
where you can take an airplane.
But yeah, you know when you get a gum wrapper and you wrap it around your thumb and you kind of blow it. You know what I'm talking about? Maybe no. You don't.
What?
Oh wow, you don't know.
I know. I think.
Yeah,
oh,
you kind of wrap it.
Wrap it.
Creates
you have
a
little.
Tube
it's like a little thimble thing, and you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
sure.
I guess it's kind of like that. You don't blow it, but you put a quarter in. In the middle of it, and you twist the dollar around the quarter.
Okay.
And then you gotta find like lipstick. You probably shouldn't use gum because that's gross. But if you like lipstick, and you put it all on the because it gets flat on one side and weighted. And when you throw the quarters, the dollar with the quarter, it lipstick sticks on the stripper. So you can throw it and like play a game.
Is
you
this
know,
something that
tips are 10 points?
The strippers are.
Oh, I mean,
they like, is this part of the
I've
thing?
I've never done this.
I've never been to a strip club,
actually. But, you've been? Yeah.
Yeah, well, my first fight ever was at a strip club.
Your first fight was
yeah.
at a strip club? I've
yeah.
never heard that.
You,
I've heard
no,
the story.
You've heard that
story, I've
heard
right? the story, yeah.
You, no, I haven't.
Like, my first month in Alaska. Like, really? There's not much to do. It's, like, a small, like, military country town.
Right.
And so, like...
Go to a strip club.
Yeah. And all my... Dude, it was a weird, really weird experience.
How are the ladies, like, the strip club ladies in Alaska?
Oh, Harry? Surprisingly, no.
At all?
I was thinking that going
they're
in,
still
but no. They're
grade A?
Yeah.
Wow.
They're clean.
Are they like locals, like natives?
Yeah. They're,
really?
Yeah. Well, there's some that's like, well, they're like Alaska natives, but not like...
Imported.
imported
natives?
Actually, I did talk to a couple of them,
okay.
And, like, they're not, they like, were originally from there.
Right.
Like, because there's, like, there's a college
crazy.
Up there, too. That's
yeah.
someone, like, go to college and, like, would strip. And, like,
damn.
There was people that would, there was
it's
this one
money.
Stripper. Oh, damn, I wish I remembered the name. Her name.
His?
Oh.
Whoa.
What kind of strip club is this?
She lives in Anchorage, and, like, she would come, she would, like, drive up, and Anchorage is, like, 6 hours away from Fairbanks. So
right.
she would drive up and, like, strip for, like, the weekend and then, like, drive back down.
Wow.
Like,
wow.
And that's pretty, like, committed right there.
Yeah, it's a serious job for some people.
No, seriously, you make so much fucking money. It's like,
oh,
I don't
yeah.
blame you at all. Anyway, stripper darts.
Stripper darts.
You create a point system. And they don't care, what I've heard, maybe some. If
I feel
you're
like it hurt.
Maybe, that's the thing. If you hit them in the wrong spot, it might be a problem. You get right on the booty or something.
Booty would probably
in trouble
be the best.
By like the bouncers, you know,
yeah,
they're hurting
yeah.
the merchandise.
I mean, again, I'm just
you
heard
better make that
this
shot
is something
count.
People do, and you still get their dollars out of it. So,
is this something that your coworkers are actually done, or is this something that
yeah,
they know of?
A new coworker, he just started, and he's he brought that up. I'm like, all right.
Just kind of out of nowhere?
Kind of. It was a little weird. I'm like, for sure.
Hey, Levi, you ever heard of stripper darts?
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of like out of context.
Kind
of,
yeah.
I guess it would be a weird work conversation if it was in context.
That, well, yeah. I mean, we talk about a lot of weird stuff, but that'd be odd. That'd be bad. I'm getting worried about that because there's like a flash. I feel like it's a voltage thing. Like, it feels like it's like a, I don't know.
Yeah, we're still hearing some things.
Probably, where are we at? We could probably stop now anyway.
Start wrapping it up.
109, yeah. Not bad. Not bad at all. All right, well, this is our first podcast with Parker here. I hope you like them. You guys get to decide if he comes back or not.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Leave it in the comments. Well, I don't even know if you can comment on podcasts, but...
No, we should... I've been thinking about that. Like, it seems like a lot of work, but we can make like a Twitter or something for three guys, one mic.
Mm-hmm.
So then we can get comments that way. Get some feedback.
I had some people... We'll see. I went to a party in Long Beach, and I was hanging out with some like older friends, and I had multiple people come up and tell me that they either have listened to the podcast or are very interested in going to
listen.
And one person said they even subscribed. I don't know. I don't know if it was to Spotify or if it was to our Apple podcast.
I don't care where you guys subscribe, but find us.
Yeah, dude.
Apple, Spotify, Google Podcasts, anywhere podcasts are published. So find us anywhere. This was our third episode of Three Guys, One Mic. Hopefully see you next week. All right. Later.
Later.
Late.